Recycling metals is much cheaper than extracting them from the ore, but chopping up old cars, appliances, or industrial equipment results in a mixture of different metal parts. Iron and steel are easily separated with strong magnets, while others, such as copper, aluminum, and titanium, either end up in landfills or are shipped to countries with cheap labor to pick out the different metals by hand. Researchers at the University of Utah now say they have developed a method for mechanically separating light metals with high degree of accuracy. Don Eggert of O2M Technologies, which partnered with the school in developing the technology, says the system is based on the fact that all metals react to a strong magnetic field.
When the metal falls through the field, even though it's non-ferrous, it's not attracted to the magnet, but the magnet causes there to be an electric current inside of the metal, and that causes the metal to have a magnetic field itself, which interacts with the magnetic field it's falling through and pushes it to the side.
Egger says rapid change in the frequency of the magnetic field results in metal pieces falling into different bins.
So, for example, if we want to separate aluminum and copper, we hit the right frequency for it, and the aluminum will push more away from the magnet than the copper will. So the copper falls straight down, the aluminum falls into a different bucket.
This is just one of the technologies for separating different metals, but Egger says it is much cheaper to build since it requires only one large circular magnet and the frequency controller.
What we've calculated so far is that the expense to value ratio, that is, how quickly you can pay back the cost of the technology over time, we're currently estimating it to be less than 1 year.
At the moment, the separator works only with pellets up to 1 centimeter wide. Researchers are now building a bigger magnet with a wider cut to accommodate larger metal parts. They hope to have it installed at a metal shredding facility sometime this year, where they will be able to test it in a real-life environment. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.